With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump says he's taking his crime crackdown to another U.S. city to be announced later today. He says D.C. is now a safe city thanks to federal intervention. The president making his displeasure known when it comes to Israel's attack on Hamas in Qatar.
I'm not thrilled about the whole situation. It's not a good situation. But I will say this, we want the hostages back, but we are not thrilled about the way that went down.
Mr. Trump says he received no advance warning of the attack by Israel. Hamas says it lost none of its senior leaders in that attack. NATO member Poland says multiple Russian drones invaded its airspace overnight. Calling it an act of aggression, Polish officials say the drones were shot down with the help of the NATO allies. Additional charges have been lodged against the suspect in the shocking stabbing death of a young woman on a light rail train in Charlotte, North Carolina.
The Justice Department has now charged DeCarlos Brown Jr. with the fatal stabbing of a Ukrainian refugee. The United States Attorney for the Western District of North Carolina, Russ Ferguson, now has announced that Brown now also faces a federal charge of causing death on a mass transportation system.
The charge we are bringing is in Title 18, which is the criminal code. It's Section 1992A7, which is the law that Congress passed really for this situation. It is an act of violence on a mass transportation system.
Ferguson says that people should feel safe on public transit and hinted that more federal action may be in the works. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Supreme Court is granting an unusually quick hearing on whether President Trump has the power under federal law to impose sweeping tariffs, the justices agreeing to hear the case in November. The Dow futures down 69 points. This is SRN News. The center of global evangelism has moved.
According to a report from the World Evangelical Alliance, the Global South is now the place where the movement has the most adherents and is growing the fastest. The Global South is defined as Africa, Asia, and Latin America. In fact, the country with the largest number of evangelical Christians is no longer the U.S. It's China. And how many evangelicals are there on Earth? Depending on the definition of the term, perhaps as many as 1 billion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Hong Kong judge has ruled in favor of a lesbian couple's parental recognition of their son, born through in vitro fertilization. The couple underwent the medical procedure in South Africa in 2020 after getting married in that country. The child was born in Hong Kong in 2021, but only one of the two women was listed as his mother on the birth certificate. The decision is another victory for LGBT activists. This is SRN News. Controversial media figure appeals to the nation's highest court.
Alex Jones is asking the Supreme Court to hear his appeal of a $1.4 billion judgment against him. A Connecticut jury and judge issued the judgment against the InfoWars host for Jones calling the 2012 Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting a hoax. The shooting killed 20 first graders and 6 educators. Jones is arguing the judge was wrong to find him liable for defamation and infliction of emotional distress without holding a trial on the merits of allegations by relatives of victims of the shooting. I'm Mike Hempen.
Apple has rolled out its next generation of iPhones, including a new ultra-thin model and a slight price hike for one of its high-end models. The iPhone 17 lineup includes a new slimmed-down model. It will adopt the Air name that Apple already uses for its sleekest iPads and Mac computers. More details at srnnews.com.